on, you bobbies.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may
Louis Armstrong, and When the Saints Go Marching In, a fitting tribute to our host today, the Saints, also known as Chalfont St Peter FC, in the Isthmian South Central League. The club was established in 1926 and initially played in local leagues, but in 1948 they joined Division 2 of the Great Western Combination and were runners-up in their first season. They initially played at Gold Hill Common before moving to Mill Meadow, also known as the Playing Fields, on Gravel Hill in 1949. A stand was built in 1956 and a small amount of terracing built behind one goal, which later had a cover installed. The ground currently has a capacity of 4,500, of which 220 is seated and 120 covered. Their best FA Cup performance was the third qualifying round in 1986, 1999, 2013 and 2015, while their best FA Trophy performance was the third qualifying round in 1990 and 1992. They reached the semi-finals of the FA Vars in 2009, and their record attendance was 2,550 against Watford in a friendly in 1985. Most goals scored was Eddie Sedgwick with 148, and the most successful victory was 10-1 against Kentish Town in the Spartan League South in 2008, but their heaviest defeat, however, was 13-0 against Lewis in the Isthmian League Division 3 in 2000. Chalfont are kitted out in red and green when at home, and Canary yellow and black when away. I've just been handed the team sheet for the clash against Chalfont St Peter. So Bracknell Town, number 1, Michael Ecop, number 2, Jack Dean, number 3, Ethan Burden, number 4, Temi Awika, number 5, Dan Bayliss, number 6, George Knight, number 7, Captain Max Herbert, number 8, Michael Atkinson, number 9, Dave Tarpey, number 10, Duncan Cully, number 11, James Clark. Your substitutes this afternoon, number 12, Anthony Cheshire, number 14, Shamar Moore, number 15, Belay Dembele, number 16, Caden Genovese, and number 17, Reece Michel.
Here we are at half time at Mill Meadow, the home of Chalfont St Peter's, and on a very blustery and very cold day. It's a 1-0 to Bracknell Town. Very, very scrappy half. I'm here with Paul Pomery. James has decided as a part-time fan to take a bit of an afternoon off. So, Paul, what was your impression of that first half?
Well, Steve, it was incredibly scrappy. Bracknell really didn't get going. I'm sure the conditions played a massive part. The pitch is not good at all. It's very bobbly. It's difficult to play decent football on it. With this very, very strong wind, it's very difficult to actually play a long ball as well. So glad that we're 1-0 up at half-time. We probably didn't deserve it, to be honest. I think Chalfont probably played the better in that first half. But I'm thinking with the wind in our favour in the second half, it should get a lot better.
Yeah, fully agree. I think the wind's having a very big part to play in this game today. So it'll be interesting to see second half when we've got the wind behind us to see how this match pans out. So look, good luck to Bracknell. Bring on the second half. Here we are, full time at Chalfont St Peter's on an absolutely bitterly cold afternoon. Bracknell win 2-0. Dave Tarpey scores the second goal to seal the points for us. I've got to say it was a game where the wind and the chill factor out there, I think, really did play a big part. Not the greatest game of football, but it's 3 points and another clean sheet. So well done. Come on, the Robins.
Now, over to James, the Captain Birdseye, and Stephen, the Gaffer Witty.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good wherever you are listening from. You're listening to the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James, the Captain Birdseye, and my dear friend, Steve, the Gaffer Witty. Thank you so much to Guy for all of the wonderful work he does, as always, making sure that nobody gets past him without an interview. He is the true hound at the ground and doing a wonderful job on the unofficial Robins. So thank you so much, Guy. Well, it is great to have your company yet again. And, of course, this week it was Chalfont. I wasn't actually at the game, unfortunately, for a number of reasons. But Steve was, so do not worry about that. And obviously I managed to keep up with things abreast through the WhatsApp and such like. But without further ado, Mr. Witty, a very, very good evening.
Good evening, James. Good evening. It feels very strange not having you there on a Saturday. The behind-the-goal experience doesn't quite feel the same, if I'm honest.
Well, I know. But it was one of those things in the diary. The higher management was quite insistent that we had another engagement. And yes, unfortunately, sometimes higher management must win. But there we go. But a great result. 0-2, wasn't it? Away from home. And I believe it was pretty chilly, to say the least.
Well, you suddenly realise that the football season has just turned when we were all huddled, not wanting to go to either end of the pitch. It was that cold. So we was up there. It was quite funny. There's sort of 40 or 50 Bracknell fans all beside the bar there. None of us really wanted to take a step left or right because it was too freaking cold. The wind was blowing a howler. It threatened to rain, and I've got to say the chill factor, particularly in that second half, I'm still not sure. I think I've still got 10 toes left, but I'm not sure. I might have lost one or two through frostbite.
My word.
It was pretty parky, mate, pretty parky.
Yeah. It is that thing, isn't it? I mean, it's not so bad on a Saturday, but particularly when it's midweek and it's, pouring down and really cold, its dedication really comes through at that point. But I believe, did someone lend some gloves or something to which one of our players?
Yeah, there was a couple of moments. First of all, of course, we started the game without Seb, who to be fair seemed to tell us that he had a bit of a groin niggle. We believed he's a fair weather footballer and didn't like the idea of the cold. Scott Rees was also out, and so was Mikel Platt was also out for the game as well. So,
significant players then, to be fair.
Absolutely.
even better with the result, because I mean, dear Seb, of course, has been celebrating this week. He's 100 goals for Bracknell, which is an incredible achievement.
Oh, he's been quite a servant, to be fair, Seb. Despite it as well, and he's had opportunities to move on to better things as well. You know, we can see he's a talented lad, really talented player, but he stayed for a good few seasons now. 100 goals, you can't knock that. Well done to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And from all of us at Unofficial Robins, a massive congratulations to you, Mr. Bauman, without a doubt. So it was very, very chilly and you know, quite a few people out there. Do we have any sort of news in terms of those injuries? Do we think it's hopefully sort of niggles?
No, I think it's just niggles. So I think from talking to Seb, it sounds like he'll be back really within a week. It didn't look like anything major with Scott either. So I think it's just niggles. And we're going to get it. We're fortunate, you know, this time of the season now, when we're going to start seeing the harder pitches, where we're going to start to see some of the chilling, this is where the size and depth of the squad is really going to show. And we had to show that on Saturday. We were fortunate, you know, Duncan Cully playing up front, George Knight in midfield, had a very good game as well. And of course, we had a couple of options out in the wing as well. James Clark played there for a period. And of course, we then brought on, done a few changes as well as the game went on. So no, it's good. It is. And we've got strength in depth there, I think, that enables us to carry the niggles, as I'll say.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great choice, isn't it, of squad now for the manager. And Duncan Cully really coming up to form. Quite exciting how he's really sort of switched on and become such an important player to us very quickly.
Yeah, I was really impressed by his interview at the last game.
Yes, I was. Yes.
Yeah, and he's had... you know, a period where, to be fair, he's had to almost fight to find his place within the team. He's had a couple of chances, he's been left out of the squad a couple of times as well. And in all respect to the man, you know, he's turned round, he's knuckled down, and he does bring a different dimension. You know, in terms of that strength, that hold-up play, he's got something that other players don't have around us, and I genuinely hope that, you know, this is the trigger. He started the last two games. Hopefully this is the spark that's really going to, you know, sort of to drive on his Bracknell career. Because I do think he's, once again, a talented player that brings something different. And I'm delighted to hear, you know, from what he said after the last game. I thought it was great words, and I was really, really quite proud of him there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's actually, this is something that I'm so pleased with the podcast is that as we're sort of getting more known and the players know us as well, you know, we get those interviews, and Guy is absolutely brilliant at it. And I think what's so lovely is we get a little bit of personality through and a bit of understanding of the guys that are in the team. So yeah, really, really great. And as you say, I was very impressed by that. And sometimes these things take a bit of time, as you say, and it's very exciting. I totally agree. I think he brings a different dimension. I mean, I didn't obviously see him this week, but in the last weeks he's been playing, I thought he added something that was very, very, very exciting to watch. And it's going to be a bit of watch this space, I think. And you know, if he continues on form, definitely.
Yeah, agreed. So I suppose on to the game. Shall I tell you how it went, James? Yes.
Well, that would be good. Yes. Yeah, you can tell me while I'm all nice and warm now. Yes, why not?
So we talked about the weather. The weather was probably the dominating factor in this game. Not only, you know, was it blowing a gale. So from one end of the pitch, as you sort of kicked it into the wind and it came back at you. And on the other end of the pitch, when you did kick it into the air, great suspect the wind took it about 3 miles, 3 miles north. And it wasn't really helped by the fact that the pitch itself, I'll call it a cross-country pitch. So, you know, it wasn't perfect for, how to say, on-the-ball football. Mm. So it made it a very, very difficult game to play. First half, if I'm honest, playing with the wind, Chalfont probably had slightly shaded it, didn't really create anything. I think there was one save in the first half. But nevertheless, I think with the wind behind them, I would probably say that, you know, 55-45 in terms of them controlling the game. But you know, unfortunately for them, you know, these games are often about fine margins, and their captain, their number four, made a bit of a stumble in the 43rd minute, and Duncan Cully was there on hand to sort of slot the ball in, and 1-0 at half time.
And that's it, isn't it? It's those teams, and this just shows the teams that are at the top of the table at the moment take those advantages when they come, and that is an absolute must. I mean, one thing that you know, a good while ago now we were concerned about was the finishing. And we did talk about that, and of course now that's well and truly remedied. But you do, at this level, that those advantages have to be taken, and that sounds wonderful. The fact that, yeah, okay, unfortunately there was a mistake for our opposition, but we, you know, that Carly made full advantage of it.
Yeah, and that was the difference between the two sides. I think in the second half, it was a little bit more Bracknell, wind behind us, but still very, very difficult to try and what I would call play any football. I think for a neutral, you wouldn't call it a game of entertainment. It wasn't. And second half, I think the wind was very much dominating. There was a lot of sort of misplaced passes. Balls being sort of, you know, overhit and things like that. But once again, you know, Dave Tarpey, and I think that's 5 or 6 in a row that he's scored now. Five or six goals in a row, I'm sure it is. He's really coming on form. A nice cross in from the left, 59th minute. Dave Tarpey finishes it 2-0. They didn't create anything second half. We probably could have added a third. Max had a nice little strike, sort of around about the 70th, 80th minute that came off the bottom of the post. But, you know, it was what came out, a 2-0 victory for Bracknell. Scrappy game in really difficult conditions. 2-0, though, we'll take that.
We will take that. And actually, you know, that again is quite encouraging, because sometimes when it is a tricky game, when it is something that, you know, it doesn't come easy, you know, with all the conditions to get that result is absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, come on the Robins. Wonderful news. You know, and things are, I mean, now in terms of the table, it's very nice to see where we are at the moment. And, you know, long may it continue.
But it's interesting to see. I'm not sure if you saw it. We're top of the table by, I think it's, what is it? Is it 7 points?
Yeah, I would have to look. I think it's about 7 points. But what I see all the time, I don't know if you've seen this, is a non-league paper, which is an excellent publication. Do check it out. But they keep saying about Chertsey unbeaten. And I'm like, no, they're not unbeaten. We are waiting for our 3 points. I don't know if you know anything, or if you do, Lister, please do go and send us an email, unofficialrobins@gmail.com, at Robins Podcast, or at Robins Podcast on Twitter. I keep looking at the FA in terms of their disciplinary stuff. Nothing's come out. So it just seems that we're just waiting, really.
I agree. It seems to be taking an age, doesn't it? Yeah. For me, it was very straightforward, you know, 3-0 up, 83rd minute, two of their players get sent off, game gets abandoned. It should be a straightforward decision. But we'll see. I'm sure the FA will make the right decision. And what I would say in terms of that 3-0, though, I'm not sure something else that's standing out in terms of the league at the moment. You notice we've only conceded 6 league goals so far this season. I think we have got the best defensive record in the whole of football pyramid. And, you know, we are literally, our defence looks absolutely rock solid at the moment. I'm going to touch wood when I say that, by the way. But it absolutely does. They really are playing very well as a defensive unit in that back, across that back line.
This is maybe sometimes, actually, the risk of where we stand, because, you know, we always stand behind the goal because obviously that's where the action is. I absolutely love it, but it's so easy to actually miss the quality of our defenders. I mean, although of course one of them does score many goals, but it is absolutely incredible, the communication, where they're working together, and of course our keepers. You know, the fact that we've got three odd keepers. I mean, it's just it's amazing, really.
No, I fully agree. So, no, it's all positive at the moment, where we want to be in terms of the league. I think, what is it, this week we've got two games this week. We've got, what is it, Tuesday night. I think it's a way to factor in the Barks and Bucks. I'd be expecting a few changes there, if I'm honest. It's all about concentrating on the league. So
yes, yeah, I wonder if it will be the same as Velocity in terms of, giving them a good run out, some of the other players within the squad and such like, and that's totally understandable if that's going to be sort of the decisions there. We wouldn't criticise it at all. So we've got the Barks about, that's on the on Tuesday, isn't it? So on Tuesday the 30th, And then on the Saturday we're at home, I believe.
No, I think is it away at South Park?
Oh, goodness.
Is it away or is it at home? No, it's at home, isn't it?
It's at home, yes. No, I was pretty sure it was at home. Yep.
You know what? I think the football web pages has got it wrong, I think. If you go into that, it's telling us it's away. But, I think it's at home at South Park. And I've got to say, South Park's form is looking pretty good at the moment. I think they're going to be they've had some pretty good results. So I wouldn't be expecting, I'll be expecting a pretty tough game there. Let's have a quick look. What's their form like? I think it's pretty strong at the moment. Yeah, South Park, fourth. So they've, out of the last six games, they've got 14 points, 12 plus on the goal difference. So one of the form teams in the division at the moment. So I think that's going to be a tough old ask.
Yeah, I think it is going to be, actually. I think you're right there. I'm in the 11th. We're away to Sutton Common Rovers. That's the 3 p.m. kickoff. On the 11th of December, and then after that, 18th of December, at home to Hanwell Town, 3 p.m. And then, my goodness, I can't believe it. Yeah, I'm talking about it. It's after Christmas, then. 27th, our big Christmas present. It better be, and I want to open it and lap it all up. It's going to be, Binfield at home. So, so we're going to be having Binfield round for maybe cold turkey curry. Is that what you have after Christmas? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Curry and cold cuts, yes.
Fully agree. But First of all, let's make sure we keep this record going at the moment. Mm. We've got some good wins. We're not conceding at the moment. Let's make sure that we let's hope the team really focus down against South Park. As we've always talked about, it's all about that will and that passion and that fighting for each other, and we're showing that at the moment. We're showing a true team ethic out there. Let's hope the guys continue that and carry on pushing. I think Bobby plays it down quite well. You don't win anything by being top of the league in December. We've got to carry on pushing to get these points on the board and hopefully see where we finish.
Yes, absolutely, I think you can see though that the passion and the will and the desire within the team is just fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And as Bobby said on the interview last week, there's a few faces new faces at Lower Meadow, which is just wonderful to see. And if you are thinking about coming down, we'd just love to see. We really would. Bring the kids, bring the family. It's a real good family atmosphere, and we would absolutely love to see you there. Of course, you can get tickets and stuff all online now. It's really easy. If you just do a Google for Bracknell Town FC and get from the website, very, very easy to do. So until next time, I think that's pretty much us for the time being, isn't it? I think so. It's going to be Tuesday and Saturday, so we may see you there. We will be back, as we always are, telling you all about the games at Bracknell Town. But until next time, it has been absolute joy, and it's ta-ta from me and ta-ta from him.
Night-night.
Good night. Thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins Podcast.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
you, Robbins.